Eighth week, third day. The kingdom of heaven is within. In heaven, whenever you wish to be with a person, at that moment he also desires to be with you, and instantly you are together. When you crave another, those about you vanish instantly to fulfill similar desires of their own, and you are left with the one you need at the moment. In heaven, whenever you wish to express beautiful ideas to make others happier, exactly the right inspirations will come to you, or it will come to others who will immediately pass it to you. It is this coming and going of blessed persons, this coming and going of blessed ideas, this perfect synchronization of desires and fulfillments that make life one perfect symphony. It is more beautiful than sound alone can produce, or light, or color, or perfume. For this is a whole symphony of souls, a symphony of love and wisdom and happiness, the perfect synchronization of your inmost being with all other beings. It is that which makes heaven the immeasurably beautiful place that it is, the abode of perfect fulfillment and bliss. This heaven may be discovered whenever a man turns to God, utterly and completely. Its faint forecast is shown wherever love overcomes hate, and humility overcomes pride, and charity overcomes greed. It begins way down here on earth, so take it wherever you go. Bear the good tidings that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that it begins within you. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. When he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is within you."